Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guests are our friends Bryce Chesser and Steve Chesser. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Art.
Bryce is an MPS patient, and Steve, his dad, is a board member of the National MPS Society, and they have a big fundraiser coming up right here in town. Tell us about it, Steve.
Art, it's Friends Helping Friends 4. It's October 18th. It's at Smooth's, 6 p.m., and we do this once a year to raise money and awareness for MPS research.
And what is MPS for those that may not be familiar?
MPS is mucopolysaccharidosis. People like Bryce who have MPS, they don't manufacture a certain enzyme. And so toxic substances build up in the body, waste products, and most people with MPS don't survive their teens. Bryce is fortunate. They developed an artificial enzyme based on the kind of research that we support. And now he's done amazingly well in the past year on this artificial enzyme.
Well, Bryce, congratulations. I know you were taking your enzymes and it was helpful, and we're so delighted to see you back on the show again.
Thank you, Art.
And you are an accomplished cartoonist, and Bryce actually drew a cartoon on our show in about 30 seconds, which is quite remarkable. His cartoons are now featured weekly in the Grunion Gazette, and I understand you are the youngest cartoonist ever to be published.
Yes, made history.
Wow, let's take a look at one of Bryce's remarkable pieces of work, and I love it because Bryce is in it in the middle as the cartoonist, surrounded by his creations. What a great metaphysical concept, and a beautiful cartoon. And one other in color. Tell us about this one, Bryce.
Well, before I made the drawing you previously showed, I drew that one. It shows me drawing my comics and my character coming to life.
It's wonderful. It has a whimsical quality and just great. Well, let's talk a moment about this wonderful fundraiser, and I've had the honor and privilege of being to the last three of them. This is Roman numeral four, a fourth year. And you raise substantial amounts of money. Don Kanabi is the celebrity auctioneer. And give us a little feel for what goes on there.
Well, Don is almost as relentless as you are, Art, in raising money. And he loves to do it for a good cause. And he's a dear family friend. And we so appreciate him doing that every year. And we're going to have some cool things this year. We've got a Harley again. We've got two different packages from JetBlue. Congresswoman Linda Sanchez is once again, for the fourth time, hosting lunch in the members' dining room at the Capitol. And we've got a nice package from Disneyland this year. So we're very excited about it. And it's a chance to tell people, to raise awareness, because it's still very obscure. It's a very rare disease. I mentioned that Bryce is getting the artificial enzyme now. He's only one of 150 in the whole United States that are getting this treatment right
really?
Now. Yeah.
Really? And I know some of the proceeds of past events here in Long Beach, the money was used to do the research that led to these enzymes.
Yes, and now we made it clear in the invitation, we're not stopping now that we've got the enzyme, because it's never been just about Bryce. There are kids that enzymes aren't going to help because the problems they have are in the brain, and the enzyme doesn't penetrate there. So we're raising money now for a gene-based therapy, and that's where the proceeds are going, to this gene-based therapy, which will be a real cure, not just a treatment like Bryce is getting now.
Bryce, it must make you feel good that so many people of the community care about you and others that have your condition and are willing to step forward and help out.
Yes, Art, and though I didn't understand what half of you just said, I know it's a good thing.
You have friends helping friends, like the name of your event. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have friends that help out.
Well, how does it make you feel then, to know that people are giving money and spending time to help kids like you?
Well, if they're watching the show right now, I'd like to thank you very much.
Okay, and urge everyone to to consider coming to the event, or if they can't come to the event, can send a check. We'll put the information up at the end of the segment. And I know John Morris at Smooze has been very helpful in hosting dinners for these events.
John has been our angel the last 4 years. He hosts it. He doesn't charge us for the food, so anything we get is basically all for research. We're very fortunate that so much is donated to us. We have very little overhead or fundraising costs associated with this.
That's great. Well, again, invite you all to consider coming to the Friends Helping Friends Wine Dinner and Auction, taking place this Thursday, October 18th at 6 o'clock at Smooth's Sports Grill on the new Hot Pine Avenue. So thank you, Steve. Thank you, Bryce. And we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.